Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck that white man today, fuck him tomorrow, fuck him forever. The same with Trump and them. They're all the same. Fuck you, white man, for what you made my people do.
Made my people do.
Got something coming to you,
white man.
Fuck you, white man.
We're not giving up,
white man.
Fuck you again, and fuck you again, you son of a bitch, white devil.
Well, can't you see? You won't let us be free. Keep us in the prison. Camp number 344.
Fuck you, white man.
Nah, we chak de kile, or at them it hockey. We chak our so duck in a shun. Nah, dear chun. That's Daku Cash energy suit for us.
I'm pretty wash day, me Daku Yuppie. This is the Lakota Independent Nation State Radio, presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour with your host, Chanupa Gluha Mani. I'm Oyate Ota of the Lakota Campaign for Independence. Chanupa is the head of the free and independent Lakota Nation State, taking the lead in leading the Lakota out of dormancy. We promote independence and nothing less. Without further delay, here's your host, Chanupa Gluha Mani.
It's another beautiful day in Lakota country. And without any other interruptions, and I wanted to share something with people. And this is one of the segments that we're going to contemplate on as other people get ready to call in and tune in. This is another episode of the Lakota Oyate Hours. Your host, Chanupa Gluha Mani, along with his big brother, Oyate Ota, to bring you all this information that matters to us in Lakota country. And without any other, you know, segment of this delay, I'm going to start off with a prayer. I welcome every one of you that are tuned in to the, another Lakota Oyate Hour, man. It's a beautiful show that represents itself, and it's the only show with teeth. So here's our prayer as we continue on our opening segment. Hokai pilamapalo. Oh, hey, Tokashila, what can't hunka, kichi mane, do. Pompetu kile chante washte, mako, yin kan wopila tanki e chiche. No, unchi makaki, another jack papiku, unchi lila woki, kilena huchi chappi. A chuha lechus e, dala ohina jim, natako washte wongla kok east. Toske hena wongla kok de kile tokaka, ke hechus e speun yonkte. You can't let us wahochi chok de. But I think Lila Ota we chokan kile you shnumpi. Na wan blake na slowe. Ashini ashni. Unchi makha kile ptala ankata unkina zipina. Wakhankanka ki chimane kile na. Ni shnala ni wakhampi. He un taku lena I wong la kauke he. I eche tu. Na okuje tipi hun khena unshakpa pi kuna. Kujapi hena asnikya eagna kikte woki hena isha hena kilapi naha o kuje tipi kile lila hechus e yotekya ki tiwahe kile ishta mini ikhpapi kun ya pakinte na woki ki hena isha uchat okite naha ke lechus e pinkte o kashke tanka wia na wichasha yotekya che akashka yankaoki maza tiopa Anat Hagyankaki, which Hunkik Siapile, Lechtat in her. Tona Hunkhena, Wonach Uyazuki, Hena Hessens Etoni, Ectons of Snio, Oyate Glena Akia, Unkit Hoppy, Heu, which Yohankile, Lechus of Dalo Kinazim, Wongla Kaki. Takulena Lechus Lakotogna, Iwongla Kaki, Hena Yetu. Champetu Kile Homatra. Matu eni sneak le chanu pagra mani mecha wo cheke wa kahe. Ne chon hataku e pinkte kile. Lila ota wichokan kile yushnape. Ash, Dona Hokena, which Okanki left, Dala Kinazin Oispapi, Kakankoya de Colachiapi, Ekakoya de Nishan Colachiapi, Naha Sintesapela, Colachiapi, Nawambliate, Naata Colachiapi, Ampetukile, Hochichiapi, Lila Ota Ispeunkia, Makasina Kiunkapi, Hena Hisha, Kiwahekina, which Unkixiapi. Owaste woke here now with Chaka. Doksa and Petty was his Zania Umpiste. Natua which only Ekigina came Machpia Takia. Hena Echis, Yachik, and Tohan Wocheki Unkakop in the Echetki Ochiche, Oshokiapie. Nawakunki, Nawakanze, and now with Chukiksiapi. Lila Ota, Techia Skriapi. Wakanze Chikchikalak and a Lochimpi. Ishtamina, his papi, na chiapi, na tesitoki, bagri, I cracked me. Eh, oh, which you kick siapi, na, wakanki, o kitrapi. Eh, oh, wocheki, le, yuchije, kutakia etuana. Unche, maka kata ya unkina, jepe, wakata etuana. Unshek, cherry chasselina, or atekilena, naichi, na, ocho kiapi. No, kola kitche, kilena. Chantet is an atro kala, na, ishawala. Well, people, beautiful prayer to acknowledge what goes on in Indian country. But I wanted to start off with a continuation of what's really going on in Indian country, because people were all over the internet talking about this so-called solar eclipse, okay? A lot of cultures in the Western Hemisphere have a different belief system about this solar eclipse, okay? Some people say you can't look at it. Some people say, hey, you're not supposed to, you know, don't do it. You're not even supposed to recognize it. Okay, let me tell you about the Lakota's culture. Okay, this came from my grandmother and my grandpa. They told me this a long, long time ago when I was a young boy, when they taught me how to speak. Wo Lakota, wichoyekile, okay? What they told me when eclipses occur, this is once in our lifetime we experience, excuse me, the afterlife looks down upon us when these eclipses occur. Meaning, they're looking at us from the happy hunting grounds, and they're acknowledging us if we're doing good, doing the things that they taught us. Which hokanki lena echa speun ki apike hene hechus e chokata najib naha lechus ekuta kya etuapi. So what do we do in prayer and all this? We wave at them, let out our war cries, acknowledge them, and then we put a food offering to them. And we smudge ourselves and walk into that smoldering smoke and let our war cries be heard again, because they, from the other side, are giving us that blessing. Many other cultures of tribes, they have a different belief. And that's theirs. And this was ours that was told to me from my grandmother and my grandfather. Oyate Wayankabwe, better known in the white world as Lorraine Cecilia Martin. Then Chante Ohitikawi Chasha, also known in the white man's world as Roy Stanislaus Martin. These are my grandparents, my mother's parents, that taught me these understandings long ago. And so we share these segments of it. We try to help people understand, because all over Facebook, people are complaining and saying things. They talk about, listen, all you people, look, we have deaths. Our niece within the Tall family, okay, our niece, Rianne, was laid to rest. Our nephew, Kyle Ekafi, was laid to rest. Their families had a tremendous sorrow for the loss of that loved one. And then to the Brinks Plenty family, my little brothers, Joe and Moses, my aunt Della, my uncle Eni. They have a tragic loss of their grandson, my nephew. We forget about these things in modern teachings. Why do these deaths occur in the midst of our people? Why do they happen? It's because of the negligence that we, as parents and grandparents, are neglecting the value to our people. So mysteriously, a loved one is taken. I have lost all my family, everyone in my family, through my grandfather Roy and my grandma Cecilia, are all gone. My uncle Malvin's gone, my aunt Lima's gone, and my mom's gone. And our extended family, okay, the Tioshpas of it, okay, they're still here. My little sister Susie, my little brother Daryl, my little brother Francis, my little brother Leon, they're still here with me. My little brother James, my little brother Melvin, my little brother Carlos, they're still here with me. And that's the segment that people forget. We're all related. We're brothers and sisters. We don't follow the white man's path. We never have and we never will. That's his way of life. When they talk about, oh, this is my great uncle, this is my great aunt. Man, piss all that shit. That's white man. We're a family of one. Oyate wanjila eapi. See? So I thought I'd give this understanding to all of you. Because when you look at death, it's a terrible thing amongst our families and our people. But many people don't understand that. We don't understand immortality and why do these tragic deaths occur. What's behind that? Why are we dying at an early age? Come on now, people. Let's analyze ourselves and figure out why we're doing that. And then when you analyze yourself, you will know that you are part of the problem. You're not part of solutions. The part of solutions is about being free and independent. And when somebody dies, a loved one dies that's so dear to us, that's the only time we come together. Only time. But when they were alive, we never come together. That's our fault. We are neglecting our most ancient principles of life. And these are the understandings in the English vocabulary I wanted to share with you. Because I'm sick and tired of my people dwelling in dormancy. You all live in dormancy, but you're afraid to get out of it. And the only way you can emancipate yourself from it is freedom and independence. If you have both of those understandings dwelling in your heart, nothing is possible. It's been 500 and some odd years that that white man has been in our country since 1492. And not one indigenous person turned completely white. That's a beautiful sentiment. It's just like that song Johnny Cash came out with many years ago, and it was remastered by another native singer, an artist named Floyd Red Crow Westerman. He made that song about a missionary, Johnny Cash. So it was remastered by Floyd Red Crow. Missionary, missionary, go and leave us all alone. Take your white God to you, white man. We have a way of our own. Right there, those words. There are drums on the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Think about those things. They writing this music to give us that fairness of balance that people can never understand. So enough of that piece. I'm going to share this in closing, and then let's turn the mics on to everybody that's tuned in, and welcome to another episode of the Indigenous' Culture of Lifeway that we talk about on the Lakota Oyate Hours. Chokata ewaganange namu wagalaki taku he okwaki he toni lushna owaki lechalaki e makhpe atakya ha hepi we he hinapke na he he ishi on pepe on pepe we ke le nuki hinapka you can le we chokan ke le yaska blen opta yab he ha lila ota taku wakan ke le yushnapke Oma oyate lenen lehnaxti we saw ye na hataku cash we saw ye lenen yo hoki ena isha I wogla ka na ha oashi chita oa pre ogna ite oa pi lenen e chale taku lenen wash le ki ge yo hoki ena lila ota I wogla ka as isha wola kota ki le we saw ye ki ne kokata ge umo ki he on taku e pre ki le wo shu taki an kai kwate ge Chokata ewa ganake. Chakai kwake hanta takomne taku gasle I wong lakao ki he kakpi iyeng. E hane hechus e wosu taku kongkwase lana onziku unki trapi ena uspe onke. He o lila ota bluni pi. As nahakse wichokha gile uspe makia pi. Ena machi kalohana matretza ha nus obluspe. Chanteti ma icha ganake na eta ha nahakse. Uchoka kile na ate ha o agla na ha uchoe kile ha zakume epe kile zaku lechi pochi chakape mila ota uchoka kile nushnampi na ha mila hoska ha oa pe ki hena ope dona ho la koni api na ha zaku lena ingleka ki hena Hena toni pokata ke umbo kichne. He on wichoye mitaki wachtelapsne. Able zape mitaki epi. Mila haska tha wichoye ki lena oyate ki koksha glila wachtela kapi. He on cha wichoye ki he nus o yus papi. Na tkapi ki le gluni ki hena toni kusha ete wabo kichne. He on takne wachte I chakhi o kichne. What country ka he? No what country ka taki acha heche tua. Lila ota he wasoe ki gluni pi. Unchi ma kha ki he taku I wogla ke na ospeon ki api. Unchi ki he isi a suta woyu kta ki he ya. Unchi taku wogla ke hanta I eche tu. Unchi he wonachu ki he na hachti na wichoe ki he ya ha. Hena hechunsi o spema kiapi mat hecha o ha na ma chikala. He on wola kota ki le kusha o bluspe. Na isam tokata kia. Shanku an kata onko manip ish mak ha dukte onko manip pikte ki he. Wosu ta ki le na e hani kaka pi. Kakui ki a hechunsi I chakia pi hata ta ka omani wasloye ki le na iatio. Kakui ki a ki he lila woa ka aikwake. Lila ota he gluni pi. Na wichit chokam nazin kte hanta oyate glena isakim hechim septala yakina jim. Hanta wichit chokam nazin kte. Lila ota wichokan ki he isha igluni pi. Na okola kitche ki okit chopi le chantet iza na tchokala. Ena na haksi onkius papi. Na lila ota taku tchokta le au ki mila haska ki hena shita upach papi. He o na haksi Oyate ki washloye ki lena gluni pi. Toni lakoti api ki le wichoye tka api ki hena ubo ki ishni. He un lechi se ho wat hain. Matu en ishni ash ake le chanupa gula ha mani. Taku I pke ki le wicho ke. Ma lila ota hena washloye chipi. Wo lakota chipi. Taku hena awapa sisi ki hena aikwek o ki he chipi. Wakhans ya chik chik alag ena uspe chakik te ash ena yagluni pi. Chaini hasni lechus e ptala onkina jipi. Ash mieh lechus e nus obluspe. Malakota Toke, which all Hogan H is in Hogan. Namatu Inish. Let's just Epstala to our Wahoma Kehanta Oichoke. Nahahe, which Hokanki Isha Takabi Yapi. Lila Ota, which Hashawa Kangalapi. Tehena Sloa. Takulena Iwaglakiki. Waonspeki Heno Kit Hopi. Lena which hasho a kanglaki lena wasicho o spechakyap. Hoch one blake. Takstok hompi ki hena wastesh ni mitakipi. Cha, which hasho tokchak wa kanglaki le wasicho o spechakyap. Yunka wasicho onzi chenupo ki tropi he yuha. Yuha yunka yushna na gableche. Na which hasho a kanki le kya heches de pasis in oispik nehe. Washitu kitoni Wasloe kile otana o kakishni. Na yushna na kablet yo he ha. Toni washitu he yopkishni. Toni. Ne hechus ematketi ha hecha mohata gakamit hoki. Sechti inch chansakala wonji tukte na yagle mankte. Hena toni hechus onkitjumsni. Aswana washitu kilena. Waun spekile onkit hopi hena. Which you kick siapi, taheo, gong speech, unkiapi. Hena was stationing me takipi. Nani to epiki hechanoki hena, neheni epi. Heon chak tatuki le wag, wag like a hot hanky. Tony le, wak hantan kat kichimane toki le, Tony, chono pagloha money. Was loiki lena chituki washit your head, gong spekia yo. Tony he omokia kisni. No unchi makaki left tala amkata makai ki he. Tony he chusi uchi yen ha. Sonu pablo ha mani. Takoja le chusi uchi chakinkte. Washitu glena. Tak shitya hena anipak baki he. Tak hab egna kona ha. Wichoko git hopi o spekia ye. Hechus epilinke. Tony unchi mitroke hechus e womakia kisni. Otea si toho wa shichi wuncha gina maska ni tuba hata tochi ni shichi api. Cha hechus e wambalake. Na wichasha wa kanki le, he hechus e omoki ake. Toni le wichasha ki le taku ichunki le iopke wa oaki isne. Maska maku. Wa ea me taku yepi. Toni he wa sloi ki le na ois babu ki isne. Ashi ni asne hechu pi. Takwela katuik as. Wola kota na wola kanki na ha. Wa kangalapi. Otea che hena oispapi. Yoha skatapi. Hena wastesne. Wicho chaki ki lena oki. Hena tuwa hechu se konspe chaki ta ha. Lila ota le oapke ke hena onki tchopsni ki hena hechu se umpi. Wanka o. Oksang se etuwayona hechu se wasloi ki le wanka po. Wastesh ni lo mitaki epi. Hena o ki epsne. Ula kota. Wishoka ki lechus eptala hechus e okina. Chawana lechus e blablik tena, bulutok tena. Wopila kaki e chichi abdono huk. Wona kongi le iachi na namach opi. Wopila kaki e chichi abdono. Wana yeska wangte. For a lot of you people that don't understand my language, that's not my fault. You claim to be Indian. All over the internet, on Facebook, all you sons of bitches are doing that. You're showing, man, all our prestigious material of all our things. You want to corrupt kids. You think you're the biggest medicine man and spiritual people. You ain't nobody. That's a false imagery, like the white man's Bible. The white man's Bible has 10 commandments, and all you guys are breaking them, and you're fulfilling them. Thou shalt not have a graven image before me. Well, you fucked up Indian people are doing just that. You're using our children. You're using our spiritual way. Look at you guys. You're all, man, masquerading as something that don't even belong to you. The eclipse that happened. We're supposed to look at that. Wave at that eclipse. Say a prayer and wave at all the loved ones that are looking down at us. Our grandmas and grandpas, our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters. All of this happens in that circle of life. God damn you Indians, man, are fucking badly assimilated in dysfunction. And look at you guys all over the internet, on Facebook, how you talk shit. You think you're the biggest holy Indians on this earth that we two-leggers walk upon. You don't know a goddamn thing about tradition. You don't know nothing about language. You're selling it. You're playing with it. The white man gave you social disformatory by sensitism. The white man gave you that. It's a Eurocentric bipolar disorder that creates sensitism on material, on a glass and a screen that isn't alive. There are scores of our people dying every day, young people, our nieces and nephews and our children, grandchildren. They're dying. What's wrong with that picture? It's because of the evil shit you're doing, two-legged. You guys are doing that. Watch, man, you're going to masquerade and try to join together and play Indian again. You call all those fake medicine men out there. They're all fucking fake because they all do everything for money. They don't do it from the purity of their heart. That's how you make Wawaka survive and live purely. Chanupa Gloha money doesn't do that. I don't masquerade on the internet with all that shit you guys do. You can't even stand up to the white man. But yet alone, you want to talk all that shit that you want to be spiritual about it. You don't even know the original pipe song that came with the white buffalo calf pipe. None of you fuckers out there can sing it. None of you. You bastardized it. You raped it. It's not the same thing. You can't feel it. But I close with this understanding to you all. I'm sick and tired of you guys. All trying to be white. That fucking white man don't like you. That fucking white man does not want you to use his name. And when you use his fucking white name, he's still tormenting you. He's still killing you. God damn, wondering what you guys going to do when that white God comes to you. If it ever exists, that white God will never come to you. He won't come to him. All of them fucking people that came over here from the Pita, the Mina, the Santa Maria, and that fucking Mayflower, all of them people were evil. They were all ex-cons. They lived in turmoil. That's how they lived. The white man lived that way. Every place he goes, he destroys it. He don't want no other people like him there. No one. That fucker's the devil. You won't say it. He took all our buffalo from us. Look at it. There used to be herds all over the place. And that fucker is selling the meat back to us, the heart back to us, the kidney back to us. Fuck him, man. Get mad at that fucking white man. He's going to tell me, if you allow that fucker to have a mile, he's going to take 100 miles from you. That's how evil that son of a bitch is, man. This fucker is no good. He hates us, two-legged. They're red. He hates us. Get that in your heart. Why do you think, man, they got police all over the place? Why do you think they're killing our people? But you want to masquerade with that guy. You want to be like that white man. I never want to be white. Bad enough, I got white teeth. I got white eyeballs. I got white bones. I never want to be like that man. I never done nothing to that white man. That motherfucker does it to us. But you can't get mad at him. That's my bully pulpit. For a lot of you that question me about the bully pulpit and why I get mad like that. When you yell at your kids and you scream and you yell at your husband and you throw a temper tantrum, you hit him in the head with a fucking skillet or a rolling pin or a broom or a mop. Well, that's the same fucking abuse that you do to your kids. Where did that come from? It came from your families, your parents, your grandparents. I know I come from that. My grandma Cecilia used to beat the fuck out of us kids because she learned that inside boarding school. When they sent her away at an early age, she came back that way and beat the fuck out of her own kids. We weren't abused people. We never were like that. That white fucking devil did it. But you all masquerade with it. You think, oh, yeah, the white man's way is pure and honorable. Fuck him. Fuck him today. Fuck him tomorrow. Fuck him forever. That's how I feel about that guy. You don't see no Indian people abusing that white fucker. And so I close with that to get that understanding across your head because your brain can't pick it up, neither will your heart. Or I said, turn the radio show up and welcome everybody that's tuned in onto the Lakota Oyate Hour. Thank you all, and I take full responsibility of my words and action if I offended you. You can call me at the end of the show, 605. Then bring them on in. Hokahe!
Okay, we got a bunch of callers here from New York, Chicago, Oregon, and I don't know where else, but I got them all turned off. I'm going to turn them back on now because somebody had background stuff going on. So everybody mute your phones unless you're talking. And I'm turning everybody back on. And then whoever wants to come in first, go ahead, because I don't know who all is on here. New York.
Ah, Lakshir.
Come on.
Hey, Lakshir, how you doing? This is Leo.
Yeah, how you doing? Come on, talk. What do you got to say, man? Thank you for recognizing me. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate you explaining to everybody, you know, about the eclipse and stuff, you know. I was able to get my sunbeam in, the sun rays and stuff, and I felt like that inner urge and stuff, you know, inside my spirit to really get that energy. You know, I look forward to, I think it comes every 50 years, so hopefully around when I'm 80, I'll do that again. But yeah, I just wanted to really express that. It was really a pretty good experience. It's a really good experience because you could actually feel the gravitational pull. Like me and my partner, like we felt like really heavy. And almost kind of it was like intense. It was an actual like intense energy. So I have to really, like, attest to that, you know. It's really strong and sacred power and stuff, you know. And I can't even imagine, like, our ancestors, like, just the knowledge, expansive knowledge that they had of, you know, the solar movement and stuff like that, along with the moon and the stars as well. So it's a powerful experience, you know. I just appreciate being able to, you know, to be able to experience that. And also, too, you know, I just say some words out for those that we lost. I didn't know that Rayanne passed away. I went to high school with her. My condolences out to her family. And also, your nephew, Cole, because I know that. Yeah, that was Joe's son. And I do remember that he when that time when we took over the elderly Mills building, he came with Joe. Joe came with his family, his boys, and he showed up over there. I remember, and they stayed for a few days. Just want to give my condolences out to the family and everything. And, you know, it's just like pretty hard that we're experiencing like a lot of loss too as well. But just, the time of this eclipse, it's pretty tremendous. I was able to feel like that. And I guess we're just going to be, I don't move. That's how life is, you know, it's keep on moving forward with, you know, those memories in our past. Build a better future and everything.
Chicago. The other New York caller. Six three zero. Six then.
Well, you're calling them numbers out, and nobody, man, seems to articulate or even wants to get involved. Okay, people, you know what? The bottom of the hour, and we're at 7:37. Okay, man. I don't want to hear nothing from you guys, okay? You can just fucking listen, all right? I'm going to be your school teacher. Because if that's how you guys have been indoctrinated and you can't get involved and express your heart's, you know, tremendous amount of pain and the mixed feelings you have as red people being scrutinized by the American system, then so be it. All you want to do is fucking listen? Well, watch TV, watch CNN, watch MSNBC and all them. Go ahead. This radio show is too fucking powerful for you. As I said earlier, if it's me that is your problem, call me after the show. 605-517-2621. I'll discuss everything that I need to. What makes you so offensive by what I said? I'm just sick and tired of this shit.
Hey,
you fuckers
want to
come on the radio? No, listen now. Don't interrupt. See, you all had this time. Oyate was asking these numbers. He said it. So now I'm jumping into this thing, and we're waiting for you guys to come in. We're waiting. I was quiet the whole time, letting you guys talk and speak. You wouldn't get on. So now that I'm articulating my feeling about why this is always happening, you won't guys get in and engage. You won't. So if that's the case you want to be, then just remain silent. Continue to let the white man dictate his responsibility upon you. That fucker's going to do it today, tomorrow, forever. Until we figure out a way to get that fucker home, tell him to go home. That's why we're living in dormancy. We struggle with freedom. We struggle with independence. But all this civil rights and all that other bullshit that belongs to the white man that he made you beg for, you appreciate it. You love it. You're still doing everything Mandy's telling you to do. Fuck him. That's what I said. I said that again. Fuck him. But goddamn, you guys got to wake up and smell the coffee. It's a difficult thing when we're always faced with normal behavior. It's normal for him, but ain't normal for us. The earth. I just told you a segment about the eclipse. That's once in a lifetime when our spiritual people from the happy hunting grounds get a look down and see how we're doing, seeing if we're doing according to what they... Fuck, you guys don't even get... When somebody else tells you something, you believe that. White man been dictating his responsibility for almost 500-something-odd years. It's almost 150 years when he made those treaties. He never lived up to them. Every time he puts something on paper, he tries to find some way to take it back. Fuck, you guys don't get it, man. So I'm going to try it again. I'm going to remain silent. We're at 7:40, so take it away, people. Come on in.
Hello, I'd like to say something. This is John, Three Fingers of the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. I'm here intermittently. I'm actively looking out my window at suspicious cars parked on the roads around my house. I'm fighting the tribal council and their corrupt people. And they know now who their enemy is. And so they're trying to intimidate me, which, you know, I have no problem with. You know, they can do park all they want outside. They can look mean at me all they want. They can follow me around all over town all they want. I don't care. I know what I'm doing is right. I'm fighting for my people, fighting for my tribe. I'm fighting for their future. This is what I have to go through right now in order to be counted as, you know, a warrior, a dog soldier. And so I'm not going to be here, you know, constantly tonight, but I am listening. I'm looking out my window. You know, if anything happens, then, you know, I have to call the police. But I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm with you, Chinupa. Love you, brother. And so we have to do these things in order to have a brighter future, in order to be able to live with yourself. You can sit there and you can relax and be comfortable, but there are people out there that are fighting the good fight. We know what we have to do. And so they can drive around my house. They can park outside. They can, you know, point towards my house, whatever they have to do, whatever makes them feel good. But what I know is that it is heating up on this reservation. The FBI is here. The IRS is here. They're looking into their books. They know they stole so much money that it is prison time. And they're desperate. They're scared. They're worried. Good for them. They left us in this barren area of poverty. They don't give us no handouts. They don't give us nothing. But yet they get everything. Something comes along, a whole truckload of generators came, and all these white people came and got them. Not one native person on this reservation got these generators that they could use. And then they have programs that they don't tell any of the natives about. They just use our money for their whatever, their businesses, their drugs. And I know that a lot of these people run drugs. That is how they got their money initially. That is how they bought the people that vote for them. One drug family runs this whole town. And so these people are scared to say anything. So what I'm doing is I'm gathering them. I'm unifying them. I'm going around to all the districts and I'm talking. So I have people with me. You know, I have some heavy hitters, but I'm not going to use them because it's not the time. If they're going to come at me aggressively with firearms, then I have to respond with firearms. But at this point, all they can do is park on the side of the road. All they can do is look good. That's all. You are judged by your enemies. And at this point, I must be a pretty powerful guy on this reservation because I have a whole corrupt group against me. And, you know, my family is in danger. I have my grandson running around. A bullet could come through the window and, you know, take us all out. But I'm willing to do that for my people. I've started this journey a while back. 3 months ago, I started this journey. Little by little, I've uncovered evidence, information that's putting them away. And so I have no choice but to be the person I am. And we as dog soldiers, we live this life. We know what is at stake here. And so be at peace when you can. Know when peace is available. Because sooner or later, war is going to come to you. Strife, anxiety, stress. So sleep in your bed, be comfortable, and be ready whenever something comes to you that you have to deal with. And that's where I'm at right now. So stay safe, be still, be calm, be relaxed, do what you have to do, because war comes to those that have change in their hearts. And that's all I got right now. Thank you.
Sago.
Beautiful edification for my brother John. Come on in, people. Come on. Come on in.
Sago. This is Kahisha from Mohawk Nation. I admire that young man, the young gentleman, for standing up for what he knows is right for his guys. We need more of those people to stand up for the people that are still here while our young people don't care about us anymore. It's their life of drugs and alcohol, and they don't really care about what's going to happen to them or what's happening to the mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. You know, our younger children got to live with this, and they don't understand what's going on. But I admire that man, young man. And I call him young man because I don't know how old he is, but he's a brave person to stand up for his rights. And that's what most of us people from different reservations. I'm from the Haudenosaunee Nation, the Longhouse people of the Six Nations. And I believe that in the strength of what we believe in. You know, if you don't have that power to be able to walk forward and stand up for your people, then you're nothing. You're a weak person and you don't care about your people. You got to carry your load through to make people understand that you're serious about this, and let those people, don't, like he said, don't be scared of them, because they're scared of you because they know that you're the stronger person that believes in himself, his family, and the people of where he comes from. That's all I have to say. Sago.
Havatakyapi. This is Leo Courtier. I'm from Rosebud Reservation, Lakota. Anyways, I kind of been through a lot in life. You know, it's been really interesting. You know, a couple of things I've done I want to really say represent is before I've come here to the position where I'm at right now, is I took part in the Elderly Meals for 2010. You know, Strong Heart Warrior Society. You know, who I represent. And we helped the elders there fight embezzlement and a lot of nepotism and a lot of abuse has happened. You know, we accomplished a lot there. Held it over 37 days against the police, and we made them take off their badges and their guns for them to come inside and have meetings. And it was really really strong there, that experience, you know, showing our dominance, our control of power. And respect us, you know. And even with the battle for White Clay, as I like to call it, you know, a lot of different organizations really came through and really tried to really make a difference there at White Clay, Nebraska. And so much money would be spent on organizing it, you know, for people to come down, for all these lawyer people, you know, media, and to make really an event out of things. And, you know, they spend so much money only to chain themselves up or to lock down or whatever for just like a few hours. And anyways, me and a brother of mine, Rogue, I got a skunk gland. I got skunk glands, and I got a skunk. And I got his gland. I'll just say that without the trigger warnings. And I had that in a mason jar. You know, and if you smell a skunk, you know, on the road, you smell it for like a quarter mile, you know. Well, not that long, but like, I mean, maybe, but like, I had that in a jar. That was a lot of power right there. That in itself is a lot of strong medicine right there. And, you know, medicine that is then can be used to, you know, create, you know, or destroy. You know, skunk is also a medicine for us. Old. Anyways, I smashed that in that bar. And that first bar was the target. That was the main target for everybody. You know, and my brother, he came and we flanked the town to one of the side roads on the right. And they went to the bar, and there's two large trucks, and the owner went in, and also this couple other people. And I smashed that while my bro held lookout. And I just thought, you know, really loud. I smashed that jar in there. You know, that quarter mile of skunk stench inside of there. And then we left. But I had a device, you know, because, I mean, this is just who I was in my younger years. I had a ping pong balls with matchstick head, strike anywheres, and .22 gunpowder, because you could just, like, rip off the lead with the teeth, pour that gunpowder in there, and magnesium shavings. And I sealed that up with some tape, you know, packed it and everything. So when you throw that down and it'll bounce up about chest or head height, and then it'll explode, and it'll have a salvo of matchstick head, a flare from the gunpowder, and a flash from the magnesium. And it's just that anti-personnel deterrent, you know. It's not lethal at all. It's just, you know. But anyway, so we throw that behind us, you know, because country, you know, like we got our cities and stuff. We all have uncles and grandpas, all of our relatives are all veterans, combat experts. You know, they bestow upon us their knowledge. And, you know, and anyways, so we're running back and everything, and everybody, they stood on the state line because they were watching us, and they knew the mission and everything. So they thought they had shot at us with a shotgun, but they didn't hear any noise. So they're really confused. But those are some good times, you know, and even a Standing Rock, you know, Red Warrior. I came in, you know, because I learned from my uncle, you know, calculate, record, you know, and I didn't want to step into things, you know, immediately, because, you know, I know that we're always kind of led to chase our tails with a lot of things and, with ineffective stuff. Made to believe that we're being effective when we're not, and that's like kind of the game that they have with us. But anyways, it's how the dog attacks. So I step in and I go to Standing Rock, and we have our meetings in the summer camp, and they're deciding what, you know, for winter camp, for the next tactics. And I talk about how I want to use that, because they talk in the funding, they have the lawyers and all this stuff like that. I want to get equipment and materials for the seasons, and you know, what to use and for the front lines and all this stuff. And I told them, you know, because I damn well earned my fucking right. Damn well fucking earned my right. As a strong heart warrior and with my other relatives of the Tokara societies and Porcupine, I earned my place and stuff. And I was explaining, trying to explain. We could use these tanks. We put them on the back of trucks. They're water tanks with a motor on them. And we pump water with a fire retardant. You know, to combat the field fires that we always we're in the Great Plains. You know, let's fill those fuckers up with water. I'm coming. You know, let's use that shit. You know, and I get really angry, because I'm like, I'm Ieska. I'm light skinned. You know, but I come from grassroots families, from bloodlines and stuff. My great grandma is Leonard Crow Dog's mother's sister. You know, like, I come from that family, you know, like, and that's just on one side. You know, I didn't know my dad, so So my mother's side is all I know, you know. It's just like, but they don't understand that. But anyways, I earn my damn place. So I get aggravated and mad at even just the colonialization with all these activist circles and social justice systems and stuff. You know, it's just taking up everything. I do give a lot of shout-outs to a lot of brown-skinned people and stuff, you know, like our own Lakotas and stuff like that, for sure, definitely. But, you know, in old ways, you know, it's all about, you know, what we've earned and how we are, how we hold ourselves and conduct ourselves, and, you know, that where we stand on our words and where we could. But that really aggravated me because, you know, I know that that camp was infiltrated because next thing you know, they had those fire trucks fucking shooting water at us. But remember, a strong heart warrior was there, and that changed that situation. If only they would have listened, that would have been us on that side of the line, you know, with the fucking water. Use Mother Earth to protect Mother Earth, and that was what I was trying to explain, that ancestral reality, you know. And even with those Avenger surface to air trucks. But I'm not going to get into that, you know, but they have to understand that there are dark soldiers around, you know, and there are different societies and stuff and different levels of understandings, and it's really hard in that those areas of situations because you have this perception of ancestral reality and this conviction, you know, like this conviction and very, very, very few people around you, and that turned into a show, it turned into parades. You know, even then they had that youth council, and we crossed that river, and I was going to, you know, demand we tied these logs with ropes, and we pushed it and dragged it across the river to stop those propellers. And they started going up that river or going up that hill, and then people were like, "Turn back. You turn back. The elders said. And that's why I fucking hate about this herd mentality. You know, we don't have our societies. We don't have our affinity groups, you know. We have all these just public people. And they just hear the elders, so they turn back. They don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, everyone goes down. And then the next day, you know, the youth council tries to do it because Vice News wanted to record them and shit. You know, and I think a lot of that's just, like, real bullshit, you know, like, very fucking stories. You know, but I wanted to head off of a predator patrol, you know, and, you know, sure enough, there's an assault right next to the dam. No one was, because things were supposed to be autonomous. But I was able to acquire night vision goggles, and I in a situation, can't right next to us. But I just don't like it. But anyways, I'm out here in New York now, and I want to focus more on business, you know. So I probably stand as an American food service provider here in all of New York City, you know. And now what I have to say is I back the buffalo and do what I can to create a popular demand, help bring back the buffalo. And just like what my uncle says, you know, it doesn't matter who does it as long as it gets done, you know. So it's really a matter of just creating influence and just really becoming the OG of it. You know, just really have to set that foundation and then have everyone else supersede me. And that would be a beautiful but I feel that in order for our people to really rise again, we have to really fulfill what I think prophecies, maybe untold prophecies, but just undo the damage that has been caused to us. And one of those things is bringing back the buffalo. And in doing that, I've served different people. I'm not going to name the different corporate establishments or anything like that at all. I'm going to be very vague because I have been among things, but now coming from a younger man as a warrior, younger years, now I'm in this realm here in New York City, the heart of the beast, and I'm starting to understand things like numerology and gematria and You know, a lot of this is New York. It's everywhere. Illuminati's everywhere, you know, and now it's a whole other realm. And my whole thing is, like, these motherfuckers I already know are behind my people's genocide. And they fucking owe us. And I don't expect nothing from them. And that's, I don't want nothing from them, you know, except for fucking respect. Because I'm trying to get my people, you know, people's land back, you know. And I'm always inspired, you know, by Strongheart, you know. We just want to be free and left the fuck alone. But there's sisters that have to be that to get for that to happen. And now I'm just up on this ladder and stuff. And it's really, I see it around. The community around here, people with, you know, there's different things. I'm not even going to get into details or anything like that or allude or anything. You have to understand this isn't about ego, but I have to get information to help the people know, like, where some of us are at out here, you know, but I have to represent because one thing that I know, the foundations of everything, whether it be Freemasons, Luciferians, or the Satanists, they're really ingrained areas out here, high positions everywhere, Hollywood, music industry, government, everything. But they all care about the fucking earth. And if you think about it, there's so many fucking people that are destroying the fucking earth. And I know that when they came, the Freemasons came across natives like Special Lakotas and Dene and Hopi, they considered us as, and also the other Eastern tribes, they considered us as natural Masons. Because they understood that we, too, understood numbers, symbols, the stars. We, too, have origins of star nations. We, too. You know, us, too. You know, like, and so that's the thing. You know, we have always protected this planet. We have always protected this earth and done what we can. We have always lived in accordance with this earth. 666. It's not the number of the devil has time. There's lots fear, and that's what keeps wisdom protected. No one's gonna go past that. They're afraid of that shit. You start going through the fucking rabbit holes and everything, you start, it's not fear anymore, it's just uncertainty, you know. And it has to do with time, you know, even just the constructs of life, and that goes into metaphysical stuff. I'm not gonna get into that. My own path they have to follow. But my own life path number, getting into it, is 33. You know, and that's a really sacred thing to them, to all of them. I have a baby tooth. That means there's a side of my skull still that hasn't came out. It's an adult tooth. You know, adults have 32 teeth. I have 30, you know, May 1st, 1989. That's 213 years after Illuminati was founded, even that number, 2-1, seen that in last. So they say this is a master teacher number, with a high intuition and also a spiritual connection. And they also say that's the last reincarnation cycle. Stuff I'm really looking into, because all these are just observations. And us, we're only on one part of the world. But they don't create these things. It's just observations. Other people's observations across the planet too, but they're all puzzles, you know. And but I always think to wonder, you know, what was in those fucking Mayan codexes that got that burnt down, that the Spanish fucking burnt down? Or what about all of our fucking winter counts? You know, we had star knowledges, we had number systems, and I'm trying to really understand, I guess, what's happening around us over here. And it's getting pretty interesting. But I just want to encourage everybody to really keep an eye on everything, because not everything is what it seems, especially who we look up to in Hollywood or even the music industry. We have to really understand, you know, and, yeah, because it's just all about the eclipse and stuff, and they follow those understandings of the stars and the solar things. But their knowledges have been stored and recorded. These motherfuckers fucking destroyed our knowledge. And that's the war, too. There's many layers of these battles of us indigenous people having to fight these wars, whether it be corruption for the tribes or, you know, foster care systems, ICWA, or, you know, I mean, everything, you know, land back things or the pipelines or all this stuff. You know, I'm representing Strongheart by among these different wars, but it's not, it's different. It's more or less like delegating, because eventually I'm the first motherfucker out here, native fucking food provider, private catering. I serve the mayor, you know, I've served the different high corporations, you know, and law firms and stuff like that. I've seen it around. Not crazy stuff, but the understanding of about these numbers. And as a 33, I see numbers everywhere now. I calculate it. It's really crazy. There's a lot of life is sacred around us. It goes really deep. It goes really fucking deep. Life is really fucking sacred. Really magical. And it's like, it's real. And it ties in with our own indigenous understandings, because our own indigenous people had our own observations. And it all aligns. And that's what really gets me to it. You know, like, but it's all about understanding and how that we are able to be, to get ourselves free and left alone. Once we're able to get businesses, you know, we need somebody out there who's a fucking billionaire. We need someone out there who's franchising or all that shit like that. We have to. And we have this thing like they're going to give us our land back, like in the back of our head, you know, and it's stupid. They're not going to give us nothing back. And that's the real, in the real world, you know, you get into any kind of argument or fight with anybody, you know, and no one's looking, you know, or no one cares. You know, what's going to matter is who's going to be laying down and who's standing up, whether you use a bat, a knife, or anything like that. Like, I mean, you have to be the one up. And, you know, it just really comes to that. So, like, that's the real world. They're not going to give our land back, you know. And if it's by creation or creator, I'm not going to get into that thing and respect people's, you know, religious beliefs and stuff like that. But we Lakotas have a understanding of us being really, really, really close to self-identifying with creation and creator. You know, wow. Wakan. You know.
You know, so, let me jump in here with you, Leo. I'm going to tell you something. Okay, and you better get this in your heart. The energy you're producing about what when people say they're going to never give it back, the people are occupying our eminent domain, okay, from Maine to Florida, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North Pole to the South Pole. They're just
occupying.
We
have to buy it back.
Okay? So they're occupying it, but none of you people are getting in there. You won't go in there. This is our problem. When you put more energy of the negativity that they're not going to give back anything, the white man never took nothing from me. What he always did in the name of pilgrimage was to enforce his way of colonialism upon people. And when he is successful with it, we talk like him. See, there's a way to do things and a way not to do things. And I choose to not to do things. First and foremost, people, I use my language because I'm not a conquered Indian. Anybody without language is conquered. They're done. So you're going to use his impurity as a way of a stagnant to determine, man, the flaw that goes with his language. Well, fuck his language, okay? And all the shit that he's occupying on, it's always going to be mine, today, tomorrow, and forever. The problem with our people, and you just heard my nephew, he's giving praise to all the things that is going on up in Standing Rock, because he was up there the same time when I was up there. I didn't do what they did. I did the real thing. That's why I got the signs back through Price and Gregory, which Bacon and Stratemeyer, the main bigwigs, pushed that upon the people. And it was a done deal because of Dave Archambault, the current tribal president of Standing Rock. But this was an opportunity for people to get there to bring drugs in. People don't even see this. Now they're all stoned. Everyone, probably my nephew too, still smoking weed. We'll never know. But I'm putting it out there and I'm saying it because that's what I hear. I hear in people's voices. Okay? Now, I did ask Brooke to come on. Brooke didn't even come on. You see, this is what's happening in all the urban cities throughout Turtle Island. Just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian don't mean it's an Indian, people. You see? So when you bring prestigious people on board to give them that clarity because they've been fragment, and they are fragment because they follow the white man, okay? So the path of the white man dehumanizes you, okay, because you sound more of a white man, but you don't sound Lakota. Now, here's food for thought. You heard my brother Jonathan, from up there in Lame Deer. You heard him. And I don't know how many other people were on besides you and many others that are still on the call, but they don't want to say nothing. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do again. We're at 11 minutes after 8. And people, this is what I'm going to throw in your lap. Mie malakhota. Mie. We chokankile iwa aglake kihe. Oyate takulena wasloe kihena yohaki. Hena chikchik alakilena auki. Hena wosutaki chimpi. Chokata kia wableze kile anapta najib hanta. Taku kash kakpi yankte. Katia topa lena wosu taki e honey wa mak haska hena on kupi. He on le wak sape kile makan kata yanke. Na tueni heches e wola kota toha o kanchola tima hiupina taku lena pasisa okte kile. I woga lako gupsi o gipsni wi choi kile. So we choi kile you hamsni hunta washichi kawau spekile hechus e kakabi api. Hena washteshni. Washichi kile na we choi topi. Ah, ta tena, 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 tena. Hechus e woni jakokte. Hena hechumpi. Ho, wosu takile na hakshi wa makhashka hena you happy. Hena we choi kile na nakshi ois papi. He o lila ota hena achus e wawukpeke he. Aka faun ke hena e chao e wagna ke. Cha, matue ki naha, oyate on kit hapi tue pi hena, naha kti wa makhanska e tahapi. Ho he woyuk sank isyan gluni pi, wa sloe ki he. Cha, inia shni le tchokata ki atako e pke ki le, wosu ta ki le chakhin kte hata, wi choi chakhe ki wa uspe ki le, ka uspe chakyam naha, wola khota ki he chusi okhlate wi chakhe kte. Ho he able ze hata, taku kash kakpi yankte. Now, let's ask this question, man. Command, make this story really clear. I want all you listening audiences and the people that were talking to answer that question. Answer it. See, that's where the moment of silence comes in. We can talk you to death in English, but we can't talk you to death in our own language. You see what I'm saying? So the division, what comes about in our own prelude of a human, you know, being, whether we're a female or a male, okay? Whether we're a dog or a buffalo, or an elk or an eagle, okay? They still communicate, the winged and the four-legged. They still communicate. They're in harmony with the universe. That's the university of the universe. They're still in harmony. The stupid two-legged being that uses man his mouth, we're the ones that are short from the knowledges that our wisdom keepers and our animals had been showing us and given to us since time immemorial. You can If you cultivate somebody, okay, and this is food for thought, people, you take a bunch of monkeys and you stick them in a zoo. You take a bunch of elephants and you stick them in a zoo. And zebras and giraffes, whatever. You put them in these zoos. You're going to get them comfortable, okay? And they're going to depend on you to control their way of eating. This is how fucked up the white people are. So they control our way of eating on the reservations, vice versa. So when you run from your responsibility on the reservation, you become problematic to the system that don't want you there. They don't want you there, but you mastermind with that, okay? They don't want Chinupa anywhere. So what do? I stay home and fight the good fight by trying to lead my people out of dormancy through freedom of independence. And if you have them too in your heart, you can do anything. The Black Hills is mine and mine alone. Because if people can't talk like that and continue to say, oh, they'll never give back, he never had it. That's paper that stopped people's ability to think free. Paper did that. That's that knowledge of that white man's wherewithal. It's in trick, it's everything. Everything. And the reservation is already a terrible way of living because that white man did it to us and our people are doing it to themselves. Fuck, man, people, this is why these radio shows have to get there. We can talk all day long if we want to in English. And it's not going to get us nowhere. The resolve of everything that what people are trying to address and want, they'll never say it. They'll never say it. Now, Chinupa's going to tell you guys what he wants. And it's simple. I want to be free and left alone to deal with my independence, to serve my people like I'm serving them now. That's how you do that. We can talk a game with the white man, but it leads us nowhere because we're not blaming him. Chinupa, I blame that fucker. I blame that white man for everything that's happening to indigenous people. I'll burn his fucking money in front of him because my nephew Leo saw that too. That's how serious I am. I didn't come here for money, white man. So I'm going to burn that fucker. You gave it to me, and you can't take it back. That's a form of what we say as an Indian giver, which people like Tyreek and Leona Brando did. Tyreek asked for it, did it, and Leona Brando did. And they're still bothering me because I won't give in to them. Fuck no. Like I'm a little fucking white kid that I got to have my parents take the fucking green machine away from me so I can't pedal it on the sidewalk. Well, fuck you, mom and dad. Have that green machine. I'll go get my own. That's the point. That's freedom. That's independence. Our parents use material to control people. But the languages that we have as imperialistic people with purity, language, why do you think we dog soldiers still do it? We're always standing on the real shit. All of these things that go on in America. Look, here's a good example. And I'm going to give it back to you people because I want to hear some more of you guys' bad thought and philosophy if you really have it. So here's the Israelis. And here's the Palestinians fighting each other, okay? Here's the Ukrainians and the Soviets fighting each other. When all four of these fucking people are all brothers and sisters, they're people of one. They're fighting each other for territorial boundary, okay? Sit back and watch them. And so America, with his big fucking nose, he sticks it where it don't belong because it's the resources. Who would ever think in the year 2024 that people put all their investment on lithium? They put all their investment on oil, uranium, zeolite, the monetary existence of silver and gold, the trees that make paper money. Come on, people, help me out. Think once. Fuck all that other shit. That other shit don't belong to me. I can't eat oil. I can't eat gas. I can't eat an automobile. I can't eat a color TV. My point. I can't eat money. This is what's happening. So as long as that mindset is diluted from the freedom that you have of independence, you're still quantifying the monarchy of the white man, man. Fuck that white man. Again, fuck him today, fuck him tomorrow, and fuck him forever. And fuck him in death, too. That's my fourth one I'm going to add on to that white fucker. Fuck him in death, too. It's all, man, prevalent in your eye. But the third eye is never woken up. You can't see it until he listens to us, which we can make him. We can make that white fucker listen to us and demand that accountability. We can. All these great ones that done it in the past, done it. They paved the way for us to acknowledge that victory and keep that victory going. But as long as you all going to go back into that mindset of the white man, or he'll never do it, fuck him. Fuck him again. Today, tomorrow, forever, and in death. Fuck him, man. That's why I get angry at my own fucking people. We give homage to the principalities that belong to that fucking white man. And you're it. You're part of that problem. And it's going to only get worse until you fuckers wake it up. Get off the drugs. Get off the pharmaceuticals. Get off the liquid, man, personnel of what fucking alcohol does to a brain. Get off that shit. Get off cough syrup. Get it off all of it. But you guys are addicted to it. So when they make Zombieland, the Night of the Living Dead, that's you they're talking about. Because you're still under the influence of a controlled substance, and you're still under the influence of narcotics, whether it's from the street or a pharmaceutical. Duh! And I rest my case with that. God, man, you guys, that's how you talk. That's how you want freedom and change of independence. That's how you use your bully puppet. Back to you guys. Come on in, man. Come on in.
Hello, this is John Three Fingers from the Northern Cheyenne Reservation.
Come on in, John. Come on.
Say
come on in.
As men, we can't be careless. You know, we can allow the people around us to be happy, be carefree, be the things that they want to be, have their ideas, have their notions of what makes a good life. But as men, we need, and women of strong heart, we need to understand what life really means to us and what we're willing to give up for others, for the ones around us that need that. And so when my little grandson runs around, he don't know what's going on. He don't know why his grandpa is looking out the window, but he knows that he loves me and I love him. And at the end of the day, we have to decide how important our love is for each other. So when you have that in your heart, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, and you know what your truth is. And so when you do things in your life, they should be respectable, they should be honorable, and they should be unselfish. Now, a lot of people here, they don't have the battles that we have on the reservations. They don't have the ability to know what who the true enemy is, because, you know, they're up city. They're in places that are a conglomeration of ideas and feelings and stuff like that. But we all have to decide in our own world what's important to us, what we are willing to fight for. Intention matters. Thoughts are things. When you sit there and you pray, that is an actual work. That is something that exists at that time. So when you sit there and you think about stuff and you pray for it and you work towards it, you are making work. You are doing magic. And magic isn't just, you know, an idea in the air. Magic is power. Power is magic. And so we still have that ability to do magic, to do power, to do the things that we need to do to get it done. And so when you're sitting there and you don't have your battle, you don't have your lines drawn of where, you know, the front line is, take heart, because in your life there are things coming to you that you are going to have to fight for, and you have to recognize those times. You have to be grateful that you as a warrior have that ability to make change. And so you do it for the ones around you. You know, the elderly, the young ones, the ones that can't defend themselves, the ones that can't protect themselves, do it for them. Because at the end of the day, when you lay your head down on your pillow, you should be at peace. You shouldn't be anxious. You shouldn't be worried. You should be at peace with yourself, because you have done what you know in your heart is right. And so don't worry about having not the ability. You should be worrying about having the know-how, the reasoning, the intelligence. And when you do these things, it adds to you. It makes you the strong person that others depend on. Now, my family knows what I'm doing. My family is agreeable because we are all dog soldiers. We are all chief society. We all decided that this is what needs to be done at this point in time. And so when you decide that, when you realize that, it is a relief, because you're not confused. You're not subjected to the whims of TV or radio or music or whatever. You know in your heart and in your soul that you are doing right. And so believe in yourself. Believe in the things that you need to do at this time. That's all I got right now.
A beautiful sentiment by our brother Johnny, man, my fellow dog man. And even Leo, you know, he's caught in a different dilemma. And I give him that. It's okay. But sometimes you got to step outside of the box and determine what's important. Right now, in this day and age, it's my people that still need warmth. We just had a winter storm come in again, mixed with rain. People didn't have wood. My niece called me today. She needs wood. She needs wood out there in Porcupine. I got to go out there in the morning. I just came from the Black Hills cutting wood. Check this out, people. Woo! I love what we dog soldiers. I love what the fuck we do. My chainsaw burned out. My spool burnt out on it, okay, with the gear. So it can't rotate the chain. But I have two large, you know, bow saws. Man, I sharpened them down. Hey, that's why I went to go cut my logs. It was fairly strainful on my arm. Because, hey, I'm at the age of 66. I'll be 67 in a couple months. So this is my point. No matter what the circumstances, I'm going to do it. Because that's how much I love my people. And so when my niece called and they need firewood out in Porcupine, done. I'll deliver it tomorrow. And so I need you to cut it. Back to
Hey, Chinook, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm still there.
Somebody else want to come in, Bryce?
Come on in, people.
Yeah, how's it going? Kind of slow.
Who is the guy speaking just now?
Bryce.
Bryce, my little brother, Dan River.
What's his name? Sorry, I'm Audrey.
Bryce. Man. Bryce.
Bryce.
Yeah, B-R-I-C-E or B-R-Y-C-E.
Oh, Bryce. I just want to thank him for, I was making Hathaway food, so I just came back and I was listening to what he was saying. And I think that's probably like the first time I've heard the focus on the family, because I notice that a lot of times people that are like in the fight of things, that's where they stay. And I just really appreciate that, you know, especially a male would focus on like the care, because like we could fight for all of these rights, right? We can even get them. We can even remove all colonial forces from territories. But at the end of the day, if we can't be kind to one another and if we can't be happy, or like you were saying, having that peace when we go to bed, then none of it matters. It doesn't. No, nothing that we fight for matters until we, and it's something that my son's padrino, my son's godfather says, he says we do this because we love ourselves more. If we're doing all of this just to be angry and to fight white men, we lose. We just do. The reason why we're doing this is so that we can be happy with one another, that we can experience joy. It's like Bryce can watch his grandson grow up. You know, that we can be kind to one another.
That was Johnny that was just talking before Bryce came on. That was Johnny Creeping, my little brother.
He was so great. Like, I really loved what he had to say. Like, I have not heard that in any of these, like, really strong circles or even healing circles, or nobody focuses on the interpersonal, the relationships, the friendship building. That's true nation building. It's not being angry at the white guy, because whether he's there or not, we still have to exist with each other. That, to me, is the core of nation building. I loved what he said. And I think that we need to show more kindness to one another, because this world is hard. This world is difficult. So, I mean, if it was Johnny, I really appreciate what he had to say.
Yeah,
and I
that was my little brother Johnny from Lame Deer, Montana. Okay, I'm going to add on some food to give you a thought process of this, okay? All right, so if people don't want to invest their time and energy on white people, then you, as a people that are living in that dormancy, continue on. There's a way to support you, and there's a way to stand with you, okay? So go ahead, okay? For what that white, and this is for me, I'm only speaking for me and my people that went through it, okay? I will never be displaced and using somebody's language other than mine. Fuck no, I will never do that, okay? So my brother Johnny, man, he's up there in Lame Deer facing something. You live in the city. You got all them necessities, man, plentiful. Everything's there. And you're still not satisfied. Get it? You're worrying about shit in your country, but you're not over there. You're in somebody else's. So this is how food for thought relinquishes you from being that matrilineal woman. You can't even correct your own husband.
I don't know if anyone can hear me, but everything went blank.
We can hear you. That's my point. God damn you. See, that's what you call
it. Blank for
that's
a
what
second,
you,
but I
this
really
is this is what you call
said.
This is what you call a Eurocentric bipolar disorder. Okay? See, so when we give you this, look, okay? Talk to your husband in your language. That's indigenous if you're Taino. Have your husband turn around and use that language of Lakota, not to only you, but his child. This is what we're losing. My little brother, Johnny Three Fingers, he's got a lot of charisma, and I give him that. But he... You're not
again.
Hearing what he said. He's not. You're not hearing what he
said. I don't know if it's just me, but the audio is going out. Hello.
Hey, Chinupa, you dropped out.
I think, is he gone?
I think he lost connection.
I don't know.
He'll come back in.
I don't know. I just think what he said was just so beautiful because it's a lot in, like, all of these spaces. We don't hear about that. We hear about, and it's like, well, what happens, and this is my only point, is like what happens even if we get rid of all colonialism, if we haven't gotten rid of how we treat each other, is our identity only based in opposition to him, to these colonizers, or is it because we are in love with ourselves? And for me, that's important, what Johnny was saying, who I thought was Bryce at the time, because it's like that's where the healing, I think, begins. And that's like me as a mother. I have a different perspective as some, you know, I'm not, you know, part of any warrior society. I have a child. And I help raise children. So for me, that's a very important to love one another and to be in community with each other. And it's like that joy needs to be there. That kindness needs to be there towards one another. Because irregardless if colonizers exist or don't exist in the future, or if we were, you know, get rid of them all, if we don't work on the relationships with ourselves, I think what can happen is that we can become our own colonizers. I don't know if that makes sense to other people. Instead of, like, being our own kin, our own relatives again. Hello?
Okay, looks like Chinupa's phone drops off. I think he must be driving or something. Bryce, you want to come in? Mark, are you there? Anyone else who wants to come on in, go ahead.
This is Gabriel from Illinois. Can you hear me? Hello?
You're clear for me. I don't know about anybody else.
Oh, okay. I'm at work, and I was just making, you know, a lot of noise, so I didn't want to come on. But I just want to thank, you know, all the understandings of, like, just even basic things like that, eclipse, just, like, the indigenous perspective, mostly because, you know, all the understandings that I learned through the white man is through his perspective. And, you know, as I've learned in my history, you know, they've used something as basic as that to their advantage. I forgot which conquistador it was. It was probably Columbus. Not rapist. Frickin' to use that to get more out of the indigenous people. And I just wanted to, just say thank you for, you know, like, knowing, like, the real meaning behind it instead of just, like, keep going off of what I've learned, you know, through school and whatnot. You know, what Chinoop is saying is speaking to me too. And it's kind of like we're all playing this board game that the white man has, like, set before us, using his rules, using his language. And Chinoop comes in and, you know, just flips the whole board game and, you know, tries to, you know, get us to think a bit more clearly, you know, not using the white man's laws in this game to get back what we lost, our language, our way of things, of doing things. And we keep, you know, setting back this board game, you know, because we've just been indoctrinated back in the ways, I mean, that's how we grew up or whatever, and we just keep setting this board game up and just keep coming up with ideas through this board game. Like, oh, okay, well, we just need to set up a few laws here, and, you know, maybe we can get our land back and stuff. And it's like, you know, Chinooka just keeps coming in and just, like, flipping this board game on us and just keeps trying to pull us back. Ideas are going to be our best weapon against this, but, you know, he's got his way of doing it. And, hell, it's even in the Bible it was through Jesus or whatever, you know, like, you got to leave your riches and all that stuff. And I know that kind of seems a bit over the top because we, you know, we work so hard to what we got, but we still have, like, none to show for it, really. And we keep trying to believe that this is what we got to show for it and whatnot. We got to just try and just say no. It's no to this, no to all these laws in a way, and just drop what we're doing. I mean, like, what's really important to us in the end is the land. I mean, getting back to our ways, and only then we could think of, like, these better ideas. And it's going to take all of us. It's going to take even Washichus, and people from different indigenous backgrounds to come up with, like, better ideas, because each one that we've come up with kind of has been played out before and has been shot down. You know, the system wasn't rigged for our people, so it's, and we keep going back to it, keep trying to go through the white man's ways to free us, and that's just not gonna. we gotta go back to our ways as best we can. get back our language, I'm just trying to learn as much as I can through here. But that's all I got to say. I got to get back to work before, as a thank you. Bye.
My little brother Gabriel just made a good, interesting thought process, okay, people? Listen, my brother Johnny made an understanding, okay? And that's beautiful, too. We all have a role to play on this earth. It's been 500-something-odd years that white man's been in our country. And when he started utilizing treaties and all this other, falsified bullshit in the name of, capitalistic control, because that's all it is. They softened my people. My people were aggressive. Why do you think we beat the shit out of that fucking white man in the Little Bighorn? Okay? We kicked his ass in the wagon box fight. Shut down the Bozeman Trail. The Sauk and Fox people in the Midwest in the Blackhawks War, they did the same thing. They were aggressive, angry. Always some white fucker wants to take over everything and neutralize human rights. So long cut. Look, my grandma raised me philosophically heavy in a matrilineal, concept that wasn't hers. It wasn't. It wasn't matrilineal. My mom raised me matrilineal. My mom had that. She had charisma. She was charismatic, man, with everything that she stood on. Okay? And my grandma was the aggressive grandma. She knew and she understood indigenous thought and philosophy, my grandma Cecilia. Leo knew her. And she still lived in a world that's still controlled by men. So all of these people that don't live on a reservation, well, you're living on the big fucking reservation. You have all them privileges out there created by white necessities, white think, white philosophical standards, white supremacy, all of it. And you're still not happy. Well, goddamn it, man, at the age of 66, I'm happy. It's my bully pulpit. Get that in your brain. Look the word up. Bully, B-U-L-L-Y, pulpit, P-U-L-I-T, pulpit. That's it. Then you'll understand it. P-U-P-L-I-T, pulpit. Then you'll understand. This is what's happening. The white man uses that every day. Johnny started something in Lame Deer. Chinupa started something down here in South Dakota on Pine Ridge. People are all like running shock now. And then I'm taking these bus drivers, not this week, but the week after, on the 17th to Rapid City, to present their cases against, man, what they're... people are doing in their name, in the white man's name. I'm doing something. What are you doing? Nothing. This is my point. Everyone that come on the show, look, here's a good example. If you go back and listen to some of my shows that you guys were all on, Bryce was on the show. He was. Oyate called him and asked him if he can open up with a prayer before I come on. When you guys came on with your people from Puerto Rico, the Taino people, okay? But it didn't happen. Okay, I'm a prayerful guy, even though I'm very aggressive. I am. I'm a prayerful guy. That's the way I was raised. I come from that mindset. I'm not destroying my brother. I'm not cutting my brother down. No. When you're asked to do something, fulfill it. That's it. I'm not telling you to take your arm off and I'm going to replace you with one of mine. It won't fit. Our people are doing this today. They're giving up their body parts for somebody to live and function. Fuck no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. If you came in this world with all these parts on your body, you leave with them. That's the white man. That fucker is him. That's what he does. That's science. Science. You ever watch that movie with Jack Black and that little kid called Nacho Libre? You ever watch those movies? Nacho Libre said he wants to win as a wrestler. And then that little guy that he was his buddy, he said, I don't know why you're always judging me. I only believe in science. Duh! Watch them. Them fuckers lie every day, and you go for it. The hard part is letting it go. That's the problem today. All of these philosophical standards that come from the white race, I speak four important languages that belong to my people. The first one is Mexica when I go down to Mexico. It's called Nahua. The second one, when I go back up in the Lame Deer, is Titista. And the third one is Lakota here on the reservation and all the other sister bands. And the most other English pronounced language I speak French because of my grandmother, Josette Garnet. I speak French, Le Français. This is what I speak, people. And then I speak this fucking heinous language, which has no spirituality in it. It's hateful. It's called English. So when English is appropriated for you guys, guess what? You get soft. Well, go ahead. I can't live like that. My mom and dad didn't put me on this earth to be a stupid person. I'm dumb. I know that. And I give homage to stupidity because I don't know nothing about the machine. That's the computer and everything else that comes with it. That's not my fault. That's the people's fault. They all want that, even you, not me. The difference is know your place in this world. Know your connection to the Earth Mother, the spirits of the animals. Then you'll become whole again. It was a beautiful show, and it still is. And I'm going to close it right here. For all of you people that are listening in, my brother Johnny, my nephew Leo, my little brother Gabriel, even Brooke and Oyake, listen, listen. These names and numbers were called out, but nobody took advantage of them. Okay. So I want you all, man, if you're indigenous, if you're indigenous, one more time, if you're indigenous, if you're an Indian, if you're an Indian, if you're an Indian, if you're a Lakota, if you're a Lakota, or whatever the blood is, okay? Come on, sing this song with our brothers and sisters and our nieces and nephews that passed away. And this song is called the Wichocha. And I thank all of you for tuning in on the only show with teeth, the Lakota Oyate Hours, and we'll see you again. This Saturday night. This Saturday night.
Say something real quick.
Because this is the thing that I want you guys to understand. Understand you have a balance. You're forgetting that. But this song is yours. It's all of you guys. And it's yours to sing along. And this is how it goes. And I thank all of you for tuning in on another beautiful episode. Feelings were hurt. I take full responsibility of my words and actions. Call me, 605-517-2621, after the show. I'll debate it with you. But here's our closing song. And we'll see you all this weekend again on the Lakota Oyate Hours. Here's our closing song. And thank you all for tuning in and contributing to a beautiful show again. Love it. We hey 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 Thank you all. Have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. Ha-ho!